Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a
group. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Alrighty then, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Talk Radio Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. Yes, yes, indeed, the Ron Kelly Show.com. So, got a lot to talk about today. Thank you. Thanks, guys, for joining me today. I'm still kind of, okay. All right. Let's go.
Yes, indeed, I am the man. What a new cycle this is. This guy has got to go. Trump has got to go. George Floyd snuffed out by this police officer who's supposed to be serving and protecting people. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Having a little trouble back here. Anyway, welcome everybody. I got one more thing to do and I'll come right back to the program.
Here in the United States, America was the greatest country before Trump, and it's the greatest country now after Trump. White supremacists want to go back. They want to go back to the days when it was legal to own slaves.
And if you can't handle the truth, then you just really shouldn't be here. Anyway, welcome everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, simulcasting on blogtalkradio.com. Shouts to my people out there, and also on StreamYard. The video portion of the show. So welcome. Thanks for joining me. Super hot, heated all over the country. It's like, wow, it's like an oven. But you know what? I'm not going to complain because I really love the summer. So I ain't going to complain. Thank God you're alive to feel the heat. Anyway, it's just a couple minutes past the hour. It's 8 minutes past the hour. On the Ron Kelly talk radio program. So welcome back. I was off last week. I apologize for not letting you guys know ahead of time, but yeah, I was off last week, took off last week, I should say. But I'm back here today, back in the air chair, as usual on a Thursday night. It's the 14th of July, 2022. The phone number here, I should say, for the call-in, if you would like to call into the program, it's 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. You know, I do, every now and again, I talk about some of my observations throughout my private life, personal life, whatever you want to call it. And I was watching something on TikTok. So I'm watching something on TikTok from Steve Jobs. You know, Steve Jobs founded Apple. And, Steve Jobs who founded Apple. And he was talking about having a passion for whatever it is that you're trying to do. And he said that if you don't have a passion for it, you're going to give up. And he's 100% right. And he says, if you don't have a passion for it, if you don't enjoy it, if it doesn't work in the time frame that you think it should have worked, then you're going to bail and let it go. And he's 100% right. And he also talked about, I believe it might have been Will Smith, who talked about how lonely the road is to success. And it's very lonely. I mean, people, you know, I have people in my life who, support me and, hey, how's the show going? Yada, yada, yada. And I'm, you know, and that's cool. I'm cool with that. But, but you have to dig down deep in order to stay on your path. And it's a lonely road. I mean, people kind of, you know, ask you about it, kind of, you know, I'm not going to say they don't really mean it. You know, they're genuine. But it's when I go on radio, speaking of myself, when I go on the radio right now, blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show, or Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The Ron Kelly Show is broadcasting on right now. And yeah, it is lonely. So I'm looking at the clocker, right, and it says zero. Like nobody's watching the show. I know there's people listening to the show, but nobody's watching the show. And you know, and the watchers, the video, the Facebook people who used to watch the show has fallen off considerably. You know, but and that's enough to make you just wonder, you know what, pack up your bags, I'm done, I'm not doing this crap no more. You know. But I do enjoy the good news is that I do enjoy this radio. I do enjoy radio. So, you know, when I see that nobody's responding, you know, and sometimes that does happen. And I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to gain anybody's sympathy or anything like that. But, you know, when you are trying to accomplish something, it's a lonely road. It's a long road and it's a lonely road. So whatever it is, hopefully it's something that you enjoy, something that you're passionate about, because the more passionate and enjoyable it is, the more you will hang in there. Like this radio thing, I've been doing radio for a long time, and the Ron Kelly Show is not where I want it to be now. Some of it is, you know, just society as a whole, and some of it is my fault, you know, because when you're working, you try to raise a family, you're married, etc., etc., you don't have all the time that you want to spend on putting forth your craft. So some of these people, these successful people, I do listen to them when they make their speeches and stuff, Steve Jobs and Elon Musk and some of these people. Not that they're fabulously wealthy, but that they give you a lot of good information. Anyway, It's 7 minutes into the program. The Ron Kelly Show is being powered by Amica and Porterfield Transportation since 1984. Amica and Porterfield has been providing safe, reliable transportation to and from your destination. We'll talk about them a little bit later on in the program. So, you know, I'm watching, I read a lot of internet stuff, and I came across, as a matter of fact, I was watching something on my phone. It was the movie 1984. The movie 1984 was supposed to be a visual rendition of the book by George Orwell, 1984. And, you know, and I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, the correlation between what George Orwell put forth, 1984, and the actual 1984 is incredible. You know, there's so many different correlations between 1984 and today, 2022, which is 38 years ago, I believe, 1984. So in the book, and I'll tell you, Trump, I guess, could be considered like Big Brother. Because if you've ever read 1984 is a dystopian social science fiction novel. A dystopian social science fiction novel by George Orwell. Now, George Orwell wrote 1984 in 1949. Actually, he wrote it 34 years before 1984. George Orwell, an English writer, wrote 1984. It was published in 1949. Now, 1984 was supposed to be the a dystopian social science fiction look into the future. Now, it was George Orwell's last book. Now, it centers on the consequences of totalitarianism. And if you don't know, totalitarianism is a form of government and a political system that prohibits all opposition parties, outlaw all opposition parties, outlaws individual and group opposition to the state and its claims, and exercises an extremely high degree of control and regulation over public and private life. It is regarded Stop right there. Now that is like what's going on today. Now, there may not be a single figurehead, but you figure that maybe the Republican Party. Authoritarianism is a form of government characterized by the rejection of political plurality, the use of strong central power to preserve the political status quo, and reductions in the rule of law, separation of powers, and democratic voting. See, now, political scientists have created many typologies describing variations of authoritarian forms of government. Authoritarian regimes may be either autocratic or oligarchic and may be based on the rule of a party or the military. You see, now, it just shows you like the forward thinking, the brilliance of George Orwell, who wrote that book. Shout out to Ronald McCready, my brother. Appreciate you, Ronald McCready. I'm going to get into Facebook a little bit in a little while too, by the way, right after the break. But 1984 is a dystopian novel, and I'm stunned that more people haven't read it. Here's a synopsis. The story takes place in an imagined future, the year 1984, when much of the world has fallen victim to perpetual war, omnipresent government surveillance, historical negationism, and propaganda. And that's exactly where we are. In case you don't know, historical negationism is also called denialism. It's falsification of or distortion of the historical record. It should not be conflated with historical revisionism, a broader term that extends to newly evidenced, fairly recent academic reinterpretations of history. You see, this is historical negationism is exactly what's happening in the state of Florida and Governor DeSantis. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in places all across the country where history, there are folks who are trying to distort history. Historical negationism, denialism, denial that slavery took place, for example. Why don't you just forget about it? Why don't you just move on? You know, which was one of the things that people tell you a lot about some of these things that happened to black folks, for example. And so this 1984, I mean, this man wrote this in 1949. And even today, it's so relevant. 1984 and what took place in that book is so relevant to what's going on right now here today in the United States of America in 2022. And 1984 was 38 years ago. And so he wrote the book in 1949. It was 33 years before 1984. You know, Great Britain, known as Airstrip 1, has become a province of the totalitarian superstate Oceania, ruled by the party who employed the Thought Police, to persecute individuality and independent thinking. So this is where we're at today. You know, you can't say nothing about nothing without getting, you know, raked over the coals. You can't say nothing about nothing. You can't say nothing about dogs. You can't say nothing about you can't say nothing about the LGBTQ community. I mean, there's just certain things that you just can't talk about. And this is a form of what George Orwell was talking about in the book 1984. And I would suggest that even if you don't, I mean, get the crib notes, you know, I would suggest that if you a reader like I am, because I still read. I mean, I may not necessarily read the book, but I do read. You know, I read on Audible or on some other form of reading. And yeah, shout out to Ronald McCready. Says Big Brother is watching. Yeah. Because you see people have put tape on their and changing the wording of the historical vocabulary. And see, and this is what I'm talking about. Because you have these school boards who are telling kids that they can't learn about slavery. They can't, you know, and it's a attempt to distort history. It really is. You're telling the kids that they can't, learn about slavery. So it's an attempt to distort history. That's what it is. It's an attempt to distort history. Ron DeSantis is doing it down in Florida. And South Ronald McCready says, changing the wording of historic vocabulary. Yeah, and see, this is what I'm talking about. So when they are trying to change recorded history, that's what they're trying to do. Now, as I said earlier, now the story takes place in an imagined future. The year 1984, when much of the world has fallen victim to perpetual war, omnipresent government surveillance, historical negationism, and propaganda. And see, we're right there. Propaganda is communication that is primarily used to influence or persuade an audience to further an agenda, which may not be objective and may be selectively presenting facts to encourage a particular synthesis or perception, or using loaded language to produce an emotional loaded language to produce any emotional response. So this is where we are. Totalitarianism, mass surveillance, violations of freedom of expression. This is where we are. This is where we are. Now, it may not be exactly the way the book is, but this is where we are. Ronald McCready says they don't want the word slavery used. They want to label it involuntary movement or placement. And not only that, Ronald McCready, they want to, they are trying to change the course of history. They figure if the kids grow up without knowledge of slavery, maybe it'll disappear. I don't know what their crazy intentions are, but just like in the book 1984, they are practicing historical negationism or denialism, denial of the Holocaust, denial of the of slavery, just deny it. And this is what's going on. It's crazy. All right, so we'll take a break. And we'll come back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Yes, indeed, I am the man. What a new cycle this is. This guy has got to go. Trump has got to go. George Floyd snuffed out by this police officer who's supposed to be serving and protecting people.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Alrighty then, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. And also on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook pages. Okay, well, that's not going to happen. Ronald McCready says, well, that's not going to happen because we will never let them or us forget what happened to our ancestors. See, but see, you know, my folks are just misguided. I mean, let's just keep it 100. I'm pretty. Black folks are just misguided. Yes. Just misguided. You know, and people, oh, man, you're so hard on black folks. And yeah, I am hard on black. Because of what we, not just about what we go through, It's about what we place ourselves in, what we put ourselves through. And we put ourselves through a lot. Now, I'll get to that in just a second. The Ron Kelly Show is brought to you by American Port of Your Transportation, Plainfield, New Jersey, who have been doing it for you for years. We'll get back to them in just a moment. So Ronald McCready says, well, that's not going to happen because we will never let them or us forget what happened to our ancestors. But, you know, but see, but we is, you know, I just kind of cringe when I look at the black community today. Because I talk about it all the time, about how different ethnic groups are able to do business with each other. And we're not. So I go to the House Music Festival last weekend, last Saturday. I'm there. I am there. I am in the house. And I go over to the food trucks. You know, they have little rows of food trucks there. I try to get something to eat. So I bought a container of lemonade, maybe a 20-ounce container, and they charged me $6. $6 for a container of lemonade. And then I was hungry, too. I should have ate before I got there. But I was hungry, too. And I went to one of the food vendors, and I got four wings. And they weren't the biggest wings either, by the way. A scoop of macaroni and cheese and a scoop of collard greens. $20. Four wings, a scoop of macaroni and cheese, and a scoop of collard greens. $20. $20. So you see, you know, it's not that we don't want to, deal with each other. But the prices, you know, so $26 for four wings, a small portion of mac and cheese, a small portion of collard greens, and a container of lemonade. $26. But that's just utterly ridiculous. So, you know, and so this is why, one of the reasons why, because we try to gouge each other's eyes out when we do a business with each other. You know, we try to kill each other. And that's what's going on in the black community. We try to kill each other when we're doing business. Charge them as much as we possibly can. And people don't believe that. They're like, well, no, you know. People don't believe that. You know? People don't believe that. But it's true. I mean, $20 for four wings and a couple of side orders. Yeah, come on. Anyway, so like I said, we try to kill each other when we do business with each other. 89 degrees still, it's 7:33, 89 degrees, it's still boiling outside, but you know what, I'm loving it because I prefer that to, the cold. I'd much rather the heat than the cold. So, you know, so Facebook, I mean, you know, and I know there are people on Facebook, and I may step on some toes. There's people that I know who participates in Facebook and stuff like that. And if one of the things that struck me is that the men are putting their plates of food on Facebook. And I just find that, I mean, because, my interpretation of that was that was basically a woman thing, putting food on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And it's just kind of strange. It's just kind of weird to me that dudes are putting their food on Facebook. It's just very weird to me. You know, it's very weird to me. It seemed kind of, I wouldn't say gay, but it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's gay, but I think that it's kind of feminine that men are putting their food on Facebook. You're a man. You ain't got time to be taking no pictures of no. You a dude. You supposed to be busy running the world. You ain't got time to be. You don't have time to be taking pictures of your food. You eat it, and you got to keep moving. You a dude. You a hustler. You know, you got to keep. You know what I'm saying? You don't have time. You shouldn't have time to take a picture of your food. But guys, I mean, it's just kind of strange. I mean, you know, it's just kind of strange. Just weird. It's 23 minutes before. It's 23 minutes actually before the hour. You are watching or listening to The Ron Kelly Show, broadcasting on the radio on blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show and on Facebook, The Ron Kelly Show, Twitter, R. Kelly Radio, and YouTube, The Ron Kelly Show. So we're like all over the place. We are down with you. We'll take another break and we'll be right back with more. It's The Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on what I just said. Kelly Show is sponsored by Amaker and Porterfield Transportation. For 4 decades, Amaker and Porterfield Transportation has been getting you safely to and from your destination with their safe and reliable, well-kept vehicles. Amaker and Porterfield will take care of your school, your field trip, medical transportation, whatever it is that you're looking for, Amaker and Porterfield can handle it professionally and safely. Their courteous, safe and courteous drivers will get you back and forth to and from your destination with the utmost courtesy and respect. So give them a call, 973-753-6423, 973-753-6423. Once again, 973-753-6423 Amaker and Porterfield Transportation, who is a steadfast supporter of the Ron Kelly Talk Radio Show. It's 27 minutes before the hour. So 26 minutes before the hour. So, yeah. Ronald McCready says they reared you with the prices. You know, Ronald McCready, yes, they did. You see, and this is why we can't do business with each other, ladies and gentlemen. This is why, because we try to kill each other with the prices, black folks. But like I said, I went to the House Music Festival last week down in Roselle. So I'm shout out to my cousin, Travis, who's a detective with the Linton Police Department. So anything ever goes down that way, I know who I can call. And I paid $6 for, you know, the little, you know, the container. It's about, well, for those who can see me on TV, it was just a container, not the biggest container. I mean, it wasn't small either, but it's like maybe a mid-sized container. And they wanted $6 for that. Okay. And then I bought a dinner. It was four wings, and not the biggest wings either. Four wings, a scoop of macaroni and cheese, and a scoop of collard greens. It's $20. Now, you got to be kidding me. That was about $6 worth of food, and you charging me $20 for four wings, some macaroni and cheese, and some collard greens. That's, and see, this is why, you know, oh, buy black and do black and all of this stuff. Then you go there and they try to kill you with the prices. You go there and they try to kill. They like try to make their whole career on you. So it seems. They want to make their whole career. They want to make their, they want to be able to retire off of you. It's just unbelievable. So, and we wonder why we don't do business with each other. Because I personally speaking, I'm not the first one to run to a black business. You know, I mean, I'll give it a shot every now and then, like at the music festival, the House Music Festival took place in Roselle last week. I was there. And like I said, $26 for a container of lemonade and a so-called dinner, four wings and a scoop each, a piece of, macaroni and cheese and collard greens. $20. $20. You know, so this is the problem. We try to kill each other. We try to make our bones on our people. And that's why nobody wants to shop. They say shop black and buy black and all of this stuff. Yeah, okay. But, and then you go there and they try to kill you with the prices. The views and opinions expressed here are exclusively those of myself and R. Kelly Media Enterprise LLC and are not those of my advertisers or my support group. Get the legalities out of the way. Yeah, so nobody, I mean, and I know a lot of people, who maybe if they were listening to this program, they would agree with me that it's one of the reasons why black folks don't like to do business with other black folks, because they try to kill you with the prices. $20 for four wings, $20 for a dinner, $20. Like there's no tomorrow. Like I got to make everything I'm going to make in my life, I got to make it today. I mean, really? Now you wonder why, you know, black businesses don't get the support that they should be getting from the black community, because the prices are ridiculous. Always trying to get over, always trying to charge too much, always trying to pay off your house with my business. No. Donald McCready said $3 a wing and $4. Yeah, exactly. $26 for a meal. $26, four wings, and like I said, it wasn't the biggest wings either. Four wings and two sides, $20. That's ridiculous. That was about $6 worth. How much four wings cost? If it wasn't fried or not, about 30 cents? Well, not now, but, you know, now they probably cost a little more. Because of inflation and all that's going on. It's about 15 minutes before the hour. I'll talk about that. I'll talk about that in just a second. Be back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show. The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
All right, everybody, we are broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com, blogtalkradio.com/ronkellyshow. And simultaneously, we are doing our video thing on StreamYard, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on YouTube. So welcome. Thanks for joining me. The five or six people who decided to, log on to the Ron Kelly Show. And like I was saying earlier, What I heard from Steve Jobs, who was the creator or the inventor of the iPhone, Apple, and yada yada, and he was spot on when he talked about having a passion for whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. And I have a passion for radio, because it wasn't bad to have a passion for radio. I would have dropped it a long time ago. Oh, nobody's listening. Oh, there's not enough people watching the show. Oh, it's not worth it, you know. But I enjoy doing the radio program. I actually enjoy it. So even if nobody comes on, that's a lie. But even if nobody comes on the show or nobody watches the show, I still enjoy conveying a message. Maybe they won't watch it tonight. Maybe they'll watch it tomorrow. Maybe they'll watch it over the weekend, because we do get a lot of taped watches where people don't necessarily check out the show when I'm live on the air. It's Thursday. Everybody's down at the New Jersey PAC. They're probably doing their thing down there. So, yeah, ain't got time for me. And, in the wintertime, the listenership goes up in the winter. Shout out to Suzanne Newman, who I haven't heard from in 6 months. thanks for letting me know you're still alive. And shout out to Ronald McCready, my brother. I went to school with Ronald McCready. I don't want to talk about that too much. But, yeah, I went to school with Ronald McCready. Back in the good old number 9 school, Jersey City, New Jersey. I forget what they used to call it. I remember we were in there. We were taking stuff, and they were knocking the building down while we were in there. And this big boulder. They used to knock the buildings down with boulders. They don't do that anymore, at least not to my knowledge. And this big boulder came through the hallway. I was on one end of the hallway. This is, they would knock it down, the old number 9, and then they built the Kennedy School. That's what it's called, or it was called after they rebuilt it years ago. Oh, Mercer Street, boy. Wow, memories, memories, memories. Wow. Shout out to Ronald McCready, who I went to school with. I didn't know anybody who's still alive that I went to school with. But anyway, yes. Appreciate you, my brother. So, yeah, so $20. It's about 17 minutes before the hour. $20 for, now, you tell me that that's fair. Somebody who's listening to the Ron Kelly Show. You tell me if that's fair. Hey, $20 for a plate of food. $20 for 4 wings and 2 sides. $20. $20. You tell me if that's fair. You tell me if that's fair. So this is one of the reasons why there's such a chasm between black folks and black businesses, because a lot of these black businesses, they just charge too much. You know, and people rather go to the white man and do their thing with the white man, because black folks charge too much. I mean, a container of lemonade, $6? I mean, come on, I just could have got a whole jug of lemonade, a gallon of lemonade from the supermarket. And I understand that they have to prepare it and stuff like that, and that takes time and money. But, I mean, come on. That was ridiculous. 15 minutes before the hour. It's about 10 minutes before the hour on blogtalkradio.com, it's the Ron Kelly show.com. So, yeah, so I talked about guys. It just seemed kind of weird for guys to be putting their pictures of their food on Facebook. Seems just strange to me. That men would even have the time to take a picture of their food and put it on Facebook. It just seems kind of strange to me. Anyway, it's 9 minutes before the hour on blogtalkradio.com, and it's 15 minutes before the hour on StreamYard, our video streaming service for the Ron Kelly Show. It's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, not Instagram, it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, and it's on YouTube. Okay. Yeah, it's just too expensive. Just way too expensive. $20, $26 for a meal? I mean, come on. Unbelievable. Okay. Okay, there it is. So and that's why we don't want to do business with each other, because of the prices is just so high. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, people are probably like, what the hell is he doing? What the heck is he doing? Okay. All right. Now, you know what I was doing? It's not right, but people, yeah, food. Okay. Shout out to Suzanne Newman, who says food at venues is always expensive. It's not right, but people pay it. They don't allow you to bring food in many places. Now, they did. They were people who had, at this place, there were people who had grills, and that people were bringing their food in. So it wasn't like they were prohibiting you from bringing anything, you know. They weren't stopping you from bringing anything. So people were doing, there's probably some, there's probably some places where they don't allow you to bring food, you know, but here they do. They did. You know, we just didn't bring it. You know, it just didn't bring it. So, you know what? I got to find a picture. Yeah, so that's the story. So Roe v. Wade, I got a couple minutes left to talk about this. Roe v. Wade, Ivana Trump died. She was 73. She died before he did because she lost a few years of her life dealing with him. So I guess she it expired. But, oh, what happened? Yeah. Yeah, Ivana Trump died. Wow. Wonderful. So, yeah, Ivana Trump died. So, wow. Yep, Ivana Trump has gone on to the great beyond. She has gone on to the great beyond. So, okay. So, yeah. So, she's 3 minutes, about 3.5 minutes left on Instagram, on the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. So, we're going to close out the program. There's about 8 minutes left on StreamYard because the show started at different times. Apologize for that. Suzanne Newman says it's not right for people paying. Food at venues is always expensive. They don't allow you to bring your food in many places, so you're forced to pay. Yeah, that's true. But there was no way to control whether anybody brought anything because it was a public park. You know, it was a public park. It was a very large public park. So there was no way, even if they tried to do it, they would not be able to stop anybody from bringing food in. Suzanne Newman. So, yeah. Yeah. But I just thought $20 was a bit much for four wings and two sides, $20. I just thought that was a bit much. Anyway, everybody, we're getting to break up out of here. It's just a few minutes before the hour. Shout out to my people on Blog Talk Radio. It's about 2 minutes left on the program and Blog Talk Radio. So shout out to the people who did listen. I can see who's listening, and I appreciate you listening to my nonsense today. There's less than 2 minutes left on Blog Talk Radio. You know, and I'm going to have a cigar. That's what I'm going to do. Some people know. Shout out to Suzanne Newman who sent me some love. I can't tell who's watching on Facebook. I want to thank you for participating. Okay, good. Shout out to Ronald McCready, who's here no matter what. I can always depend on Ronald McCready. Shout out to Suzanne Newman's. Have a great night, Ron. Enjoy that cigar. Absolutely. It's sweltering out there, but I'm going to try to enjoy. I'm going inside today. I'm not sitting on the deck. I'm going inside. Okay, everybody. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for my people at blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com, and thank you to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube for seamless broadcasting of the Ron Kelly Show. So until next week, everybody, I'd like to say it's nice to be important, but it's much more important to be nice in that we may not have it all together, but together, my peoples, we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. Shout out to my blogtalkradio.com people, and I'm out.